From October to November, Wisconsin non-farm jobs decreased an estimated 7,600 for a total loss on the year of more than 32,000. Laura Dresser is Associate Director at the Center on Wisconsin Strategy.
There's almost no way that the Wisconsin numbers couldn't follow, given what we know about the state economy and the general national picture.
Dresser says the warning signs of job losses were evident over the summer. James Buchan is Vice President of Government Relations at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
Almost half of the jobs we've lost over the last year have been in the manufacturing sector, even though as a proportion of the workforce, they normally represent about 1 in 5 jobs. So it's definitely tilted toward manufacturing job loss.
Buchan says that's particularly unfortunate as manufacturing wages in Wisconsin are above the national average. He hopes the next session of the legislature will be receptive to the kinds of policies that will get Wisconsin's economy back on track. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.